The Elements of Investing, Easy Lessons for Every Investor. By Burton G. Malkiel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Elements of Investing, Easy Lessons for Every Investor, written by Burton G. Malkiel, is a comprehensive guide to investing that covers the basics of investing and provides practical advice on how to make sound investment decisions. The book begins with an overview of the different types of investments available and explains why it is important to diversify one's portfolio. It then goes into detail about asset allocation, which involves deciding how much money should be invested in each type of asset class: stocks, bonds, cash. The author also discusses risk management strategies such as diversification and hedging. He emphasizes the importance of having a long-term perspective when making investment decisions. Malkiel then moves on to discuss specific topics related to stocks and bonds, including valuation techniques, stock selection criteria, bond rating systems, mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. He also provides guidance on tax considerations when investing in stocks or bonds. In addition, he offers advice on retirement planning, including Social Security benefits and 401k plans. The book concludes with a discussion about behavioral finance, understanding how emotions can influence our decision-making process, as well as tips for avoiding common mistakes made by investors such as overtrading or chasing performance. Throughout the book, Malkiel stresses the importance of developing an individualized plan tailored specifically for each investor's needs. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand the basics of investing. Investing is a process of allocating resources to achieve a desired goal. It is important to understand the basics of investing, such as the different types of investments, the risks associated with them, and the potential rewards. Main idea number 2. Diversify your portfolio. Diversification is a key principle of investing, as it helps to reduce risk by spreading investments across different asset classes. It is important to diversify your portfolio to ensure that you are not overly exposed to any one type of investment. Main idea number 3. Understand the different types of investment vehicles. There are many different types of investment vehicles, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. It is important to understand the different types of investment vehicles and how they work in order to make informed decisions. Main idea number 4. Understand the different types of risk. Risk is an inherent part of investing, and it is important to understand the different types of risk, such as market risk, inflation risk, and liquidity risk. Knowing the different types of risk can help you make better decisions about your investments. Main idea number 5. Understand the different types of investment strategies. There are many different types of investment strategies, such as value investing, growth investing, and index investing. It is important to understand the different types of investment strategies and how they can be used to achieve your desired goals. Main idea number 6. Understand the different types of investment vehicles. There are many different types of investment vehicles, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. It is important to understand the different types of investment vehicles and how they work in order to make informed decisions. Main idea number 7. Understand the different types of investment returns. Investment returns can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the market conditions. It is important to understand the different types of investment returns and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 8. Understand the different types of investment fees. Investment fees can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment fees and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 9. Understand the different types of investment taxes. Investment taxes can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment taxes and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 10. Understand the different types of investment regulations. Investment regulations can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment regulations and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 11. Understand the different types of investment strategies. There are many different types of investment strategies, such as value investing, growth investing, and index investing. It is important to understand the different types of investment strategies and how they can be used to achieve your desired goals. Main idea number 12. Understand the different types of investment risks. Investment risks can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment risks and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 13. Understand the different types of investment opportunities. Investment opportunities can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment opportunities and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 14. Understand the different types of investment markets. Investment markets can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment markets and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 15. Understand the different types of investment strategies. There are many different types of investment strategies, such as value investing, growth investing, and index investing. It is important to understand the different types of investment strategies and how they can be used to achieve your desired goals. Main idea number 16. Understand the different types of investment analysis. Investment analysis can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment analysis and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 17. Understand the different types of investment research. Investment research can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment research and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 18. Understand the different types of investment strategies. There are many different types of investment strategies, such as value investing, growth investing, and index investing. It is important to understand the different types of investment strategies and how they can be used to achieve your desired goals. Main idea number 19. Understand the different types of investment time horizons. Investment time horizons can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment time horizons and how they can affect your overall returns. Main idea number 20. Understand the different types of investment goals. Investment goals can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. It is important to understand the different types of investment goals and how they can affect your overall returns. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Investing is a process of allocating resources to achieve a desired goal. It involves making decisions about where and how to invest money in order to generate returns over time. There are many different types of investments, each with its own set of risks and rewards. Understanding the basics of investing can help you make informed decisions that will lead to successful outcomes. The most common types of investments include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, real estate investment trusts, REITs, commodities, and cash equivalents such as certificates of deposit, CDs. Each type has its own unique characteristics and associated risks. For example, stocks tend to be more volatile than bonds but offer higher potential returns, while REITs provide steady income but may not appreciate in value like other investments. It is important for investors to understand the risks associated with their chosen investments before committing any capital. Different asset classes have varying levels of risk depending on factors such as market conditions or company performance. Additionally, it's important for investors to consider their individual goals when selecting an investment strategy. What kind of return do they want? How much risk are they willing to take? Finally, understanding the potential rewards associated with investing is also essential for success. Investing can provide long-term financial security through appreciation in value or regular income from dividends or interest payments. However, there are no guarantees that these benefits will be realized. Main idea number 2. Diversifying your portfolio is an important part of investing. By spreading out your investments across different asset classes, you can reduce the risk associated with any one type of investment. This means that if one particular asset class performs poorly, it won't have a significant impact on your overall portfolio performance. When diversifying your portfolio, it's important to consider both the types of assets and their individual characteristics. For example, stocks may be divided into large cap and small cap categories, bonds may be divided into government or corporate bonds, and commodities may include gold or oil. Each asset class has its own unique risks and rewards that should be taken into account when constructing a diversified portfolio. It's also important to remember that diversification does not guarantee against losses in volatile markets. However, by carefully selecting investments from different sectors and industries, you can help minimize potential losses while still taking advantage of opportunities for growth. Main idea number 3. Stocks are one of the most common types of investment vehicles. They represent ownership in a company and can be bought and sold on stock exchanges. When you buy stocks, you become part owner of the company and share in its profits or losses. Stocks offer potential for growth but also carry risk. Bonds are another type of investment vehicle that represents debt owed by an entity such as a government or corporation. Bonds typically pay interest at regular intervals until they mature, at which point the investor receives back their original principal plus any accrued interest payments. Bonds tend to be less risky than stocks but may not provide as much potential for growth. Mutual funds are collections of investments managed by professional money managers who pool together investors' money to purchase securities such as stocks, bonds, commodities, and other assets. Mutual funds offer diversification benefits since they spread out your investments across many different asset classes. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are similar to mutual funds but trade like individual stocks on an exchange. ETFs allow investors to gain exposure to broad markets without having to purchase each security individually. ETFs often have lower fees than mutual funds due to their passive management style. Main idea number 4. Market risk is the risk that an investment's value will decrease due to changes in the overall stock market. This type of risk affects all investments, and it cannot be avoided. However, diversifying your portfolio can help reduce this type of risk. Inflation risk is the possibility that inflation will erode the purchasing power of an investment over time. Inflation-protected securities such as Treasury inflation-protected securities, TIPS, are designed to protect against this type of risk. Liquidity risk is the potential for a security or asset to be difficult or impossible to sell quickly at its current market price. Liquidity risks can arise from illiquid markets or from holding assets with low liquidity, such as real estate or private equity investments. Main idea number 5. Value investing is a strategy that focuses on buying stocks or other investments that are undervalued by the market. This type of investment strategy looks for companies with strong fundamentals, such as low debt levels and high returns on equity, which can be bought at a discount to their intrinsic value. Value investors believe that these types of investments will eventually appreciate in price over time. Growth investing is an investment strategy focused on buying stocks or other investments with the potential for above-average growth. Growth investors look for companies with strong earnings growth prospects and often pay higher prices than value investors would pay for similar securities. The goal of this type of investment strategy is to capitalize on the expected appreciation in stock prices due to increased earnings. Index investing is an investment strategy where you buy a basket of securities designed to track a particular index, such as the S&P 500 Index or Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA. This type of investment allows you to diversify your portfolio without having to pick individual stocks yourself. Index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds and provide exposure to broad markets. Main idea number 6. Stocks are one of the most common types of investment vehicles. They represent ownership in a company and can be bought and sold on stock exchanges. When you buy stocks, you become part owner of the company and share in its profits or losses. Stocks offer potential for growth but also carry risk. Bonds are another type of investment vehicle that represents debt owed by an entity such as a government or corporation. Bonds typically pay interest at regular intervals until they mature, at which point the investor receives back their original principal plus any accrued interest payments. Bonds tend to be less risky than stocks but may not provide as much potential for growth. Mutual funds are collections of investments managed by professional money managers who pool together investors' money to purchase securities such as stocks, bonds, commodities, and other assets. Mutual funds offer diversification benefits since they spread out your investments across many different asset classes. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, are similar to mutual funds but trade like individual stocks on an exchange. ETFs allow investors to gain exposure to broad markets with low costs and minimal effort compared to buying individual securities directly. Main idea number 7. The most common type of investment return is capital appreciation, which occurs when the value of an asset increases over time. This can be achieved through stock market investments, real estate investments, or other types of investments. Capital appreciation is often seen as a long-term strategy and requires patience to achieve significant returns. Another type of investment return is dividend income. Dividend income comes from stocks that pay out regular dividends to shareholders. These payments are usually based on the company's profits and can provide investors with a steady stream of income in addition to any potential capital gains. Finally, there are also short-term strategies such as day trading or swing trading that involve buying and selling securities within a very short period of time in order to take advantage of price fluctuations in the market. While these strategies can potentially yield high returns, they also carry higher risks than more traditional investing methods. Main idea number 8. The most common type of investment fee is the management fee. This is a fee charged by an asset manager or financial advisor for managing your investments. It can range from 0.25% to 2% of the total assets under management, depending on the size and complexity of your portfolio. Management fees are typically paid out of your account balance each year. Another type of investment fee is a transaction cost, which covers any costs associated with buying or selling securities in your portfolio. These costs may include brokerage commissions, exchange fees, and other related expenses that you incur when trading stocks or bonds. Transaction costs vary widely depending on the broker you use and how often you trade. Finally, there are performance-based fees such as incentive fees or wrap accounts that charge a percentage based on the performance of your investments over time. Incentive fees are usually charged if an investor's returns exceed certain benchmarks, while wrap accounts charge a flat rate regardless of performance. Main idea number 9. Investment taxes can be divided into two main categories: capital gains taxes and income taxes. Capital gains taxes are levied on the profits from investments, such as stocks or bonds. These types of investment taxes are typically lower than income tax rates, but they still need to be taken into account when calculating your overall returns. Income tax is a type of investment tax that applies to any money earned through investments, including dividends and interest payments. This type of taxation is usually higher than capital gains tax rates, so it's important to understand how much you will owe in order to maximize your returns. It's also important to consider other factors when determining the amount of investment taxes you may owe. For example, some countries have special rules for foreign investors that could affect the amount of taxation due on certain investments. Additionally, different types of investments may qualify for various deductions or credits, which could reduce your overall liability. Main idea number 10. Investment regulations can vary greatly depending on the type of investment and the investment vehicle. For example, stocks are regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, while mutual funds are regulated by both the SEC and FINRA. Other investments such as real estate, commodities, derivatives, and foreign exchange may be subject to different regulatory bodies or even no regulation at all. It is important for investors to understand these differences in order to make informed decisions about their investments. The SEC regulates securities markets in order to protect investors from fraud or manipulation. They also set rules regarding disclosure requirements for publicly traded companies so that investors have access to accurate information when making decisions about their investments. FINRA sets standards for brokers who handle transactions involving securities such as stocks and bonds. These standards help ensure that brokers act in a fair manner when dealing with customers. In addition to federal regulations, some states have additional laws governing certain types of investments such as real estate or commodities trading. Investors should familiarize themselves with any state-specific regulations before investing in those areas. It is important for investors to understand the different types of investment regulations so they can make informed decisions about their investments. Regulations can affect returns significantly over time, so it pays off to do your research before investing. Main idea number 11. Value investing is a strategy that focuses on buying stocks or other investments that are undervalued by the market. This type of investment strategy looks for companies with strong fundamentals, such as low debt levels and high returns on equity, which can be bought at a discount to their intrinsic value. Value investors believe that these types of investments will eventually appreciate in price over time. Growth investing is an investment strategy focused on buying stocks or other investments with the potential for above-average growth. Growth investors look for companies with strong earnings growth prospects and often pay higher prices than value investors would pay for similar securities. The goal of this type of investment strategy is to capitalize on the expected appreciation in stock prices due to increased earnings. Index investing is an investment strategy where you buy a basket of securities designed to track a particular index, such as the S&P 500 Index or Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA. This type of investment allows you to diversify your portfolio without having to pick individual stocks yourself. Index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds and provide exposure to broad markets. Main idea number 12. The most common type of investment risk is market risk, which is the chance that an investment will lose value due to changes in the overall stock or bond markets. Market risk can be further broken down into systematic and unsystematic risks. Systematic risks are those that affect all investments in a given market, such as inflation or interest rate changes. Unsystematic risks are specific to individual investments, such as company-specific news or events. Another type of investment risk is liquidity risk, which refers to the difficulty of selling an asset quickly without significantly affecting its price. This can be especially important for investors who need access to their money quickly and cannot afford large losses on their investments due to illiquidity. In addition, there is also credit risk, which occurs when a borrower fails to make payments on debt obligations they have taken out with lenders. Credit default swaps, CDS, are one way investors can protect themselves from this kind of risk by transferring it onto another party. Finally, there is also political and regulatory risk associated with investing in certain countries or regions where governments may change policies suddenly and unexpectedly that could negatively impact returns for investors. Main idea number 13. Investment opportunities come in many forms, from stocks and bonds to mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, ETFs. Each type of investment has its own unique characteristics that can affect your returns. Stocks are ownership interests in a company, while bonds are debt instruments issued by companies or governments. Mutual funds pool the money of multiple investors into one portfolio managed by a professional fund manager. ETFs track an index such as the S&P 500 and trade like stocks on exchanges. It is important to understand how each type of investment works before investing your hard-earned money. For example, stocks offer potential for higher returns but also carry more risk than other investments such as bonds or cash equivalents. Mutual funds provide diversification benefits since they invest in multiple securities at once, but may have higher fees than individual stock purchases. ETFs offer low costs and easy access to different markets, but their performance depends on the underlying index. By understanding the different types of investment opportunities available, you can make informed decisions about which ones best fit your financial goals and risk tolerance level. Main idea number 14. The most common types of investment markets are stock, bond, and commodity markets. Stock markets allow investors to buy and sell shares in publicly traded companies. Bond markets enable investors to purchase debt securities issued by governments or corporations. Commodity markets provide a platform for trading physical commodities such as oil, gold, and wheat. Each type of market has its own unique characteristics that can affect the performance of investments within it. For example, stock prices may be more volatile than those in the bond market due to their higher risk profile. Similarly, commodity prices may fluctuate significantly depending on supply and demand factors. It is important for investors to understand how each type of market works so they can make informed decisions about where to invest their money. Additionally, understanding the different types of investment vehicles available, such as mutual funds or exchange-traded funds, ETFs, can help you diversify your portfolio across multiple asset classes. Main idea number 15. Value investing is a strategy that focuses on buying stocks or other investments that are undervalued by the market. This type of investment strategy looks for companies with strong fundamentals, such as low debt levels and high returns on equity, which can be bought at a discount to their intrinsic value. Value investors believe that these types of investments will eventually appreciate in price over time. Growth investing is an investment strategy focused on buying stocks or other investments with the potential for above-average growth. Growth investors look for companies with strong earnings growth prospects and often pay higher prices than value investors would pay for similar securities. The goal of this type of investment strategy is to capitalize on the expected appreciation in stock prices due to increased earnings. Index investing is an investment strategy where you buy a basket of securities designed to track a particular index, such as the S&P 500 Index or Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA. This type of investment allows you to diversify your portfolio without having to pick individual stocks yourself. Index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds and provide exposure to broad markets. Main idea number 16. Fundamental analysis is the process of analyzing a company's financial statements and other data to determine its intrinsic value. This type of analysis looks at factors such as earnings, cash flow, debt levels, and management quality in order to assess the potential for future growth. Fundamental analysts also consider macroeconomic trends that could affect a company's performance. Technical analysis involves studying past price movements in order to predict future prices. Technical analysts look for patterns in stock prices over time and use these patterns to make predictions about where the stock will go next. They may also use indicators such as moving averages or momentum oscillators to help them identify trading opportunities. Quantitative analysis uses mathematical models and algorithms to analyze investments. Quantitative analysts often rely on computer programs that can quickly crunch large amounts of data in order to identify profitable trades or investment strategies. These models are typically based on historical market data but can be adjusted with new information as it becomes available. Behavioral finance is an area of study that examines how investors behave when making decisions about their money. It looks at psychological factors such as fear, greed, overconfidence, and herding behavior that can influence investor decision-making processes. Main idea number 17. Fundamental research is the most common type of investment research. This involves analyzing a company's financial statements, such as its balance sheet and income statement, to determine whether it is a good investment. Fundamental analysis also looks at macroeconomic factors that could affect the stock price, such as economic growth or inflation. Technical analysis is another form of investment research that focuses on charting patterns in order to predict future movements in the stock market. Technical analysts look for trends and patterns in past data to try and forecast where prices are headed next. While technical analysis can be useful for short-term trading strategies, it should not be used as a substitute for fundamental analysis. Quantitative research uses mathematical models and algorithms to analyze large amounts of data quickly and accurately. Quantitative researchers use sophisticated computer programs to identify patterns in historical data that may indicate future performance of an asset or security. This type of research can help investors make more informed decisions about their investments. Finally, sentiment analysis looks at how people feel about certain stocks or markets by studying social media posts, news articles, analyst reports, etc., which can provide valuable insight into investor sentiment towards particular assets or sectors. Main idea number 18. Value investing is a strategy that focuses on buying stocks or other investments that are undervalued by the market. This type of investment strategy looks for companies with strong fundamentals, such as low debt levels and high returns on equity, which can be bought at a discount to their intrinsic value. Value investors believe that these types of investments will eventually appreciate in price over time. Growth investing is an investment strategy focused on buying stocks or other investments with the potential for above-average growth. Growth investors look for companies with strong earnings growth prospects and often pay higher prices than value investors would pay for similar securities. The goal of this type of investment strategy is to capitalize on the expected appreciation in stock prices due to increased earnings. Index investing is an investment strategy where you buy a basket of securities designed to track a particular index, such as the S&P 500 Index or Dow Jones Industrial Average, DJIA. This type of investment allows you to diversify your portfolio without having to pick individual stocks yourself. Index funds typically have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds and provide exposure to broad markets. Main idea number 19. Short-term investments are those that have a time horizon of less than 1 year. These types of investments typically involve higher risk and volatility, but can also offer the potential for greater returns. Examples include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, options contracts, futures contracts, and commodities. Medium-term investments are those with a time horizon between 1 to 5 years. These types of investments generally involve lower levels of risk and volatility compared to short-term investments but may still provide attractive returns over the medium term. Examples include real estate investment trusts, REITs, index funds, managed portfolios, and annuities. Long-term investments are those with a time horizon longer than 5 years. These types of investments usually involve lower levels of risk and volatility compared to shorter-term ones as they allow more time for market fluctuations to even out over the long run. Examples include stocks held in retirement accounts such as 401k plans or IRAs, life insurance policies, certificates of deposit, CDs, municipal bonds, corporate bonds, preferred stock, venture capital funds, private equity funds, hedge funds, and other alternative asset classes. Main idea number 20. Investment goals can range from short-term to long-term, and they can be as simple or complex as you want them to be. Short-term investment goals are typically focused on generating quick returns in a relatively short period of time. These types of investments may include stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, exchange-traded funds, options trading, commodities trading, and more. Longer-term investment goals usually involve investing for the future with an eye towards retirement or other financial objectives. When setting your investment goals, it is important to consider both your risk tolerance and time horizon. Risk tolerance refers to how much volatility you are willing to accept when investing. This will determine which type of investments you should pursue. Time horizon refers to the length of time that you plan on holding onto your investments. This will help guide what type of asset allocation strategy is best suited for your needs. It is also important to understand the different types of fees associated with each type of investment vehicle so that you know exactly what costs are involved before making any decisions. Additionally, understanding tax implications related to certain types of investments can help ensure that you maximize potential returns while minimizing taxes owed. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.